You're listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm Lisa Berry, and this is Art and Soul. This edition of Art and Soul focuses on the performing arts. It's our first edition with our local expert, Jen McKee. She's a local arts journalist and blogger. Welcome, Jen.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Thank you for doing this for us and for our listeners. It's our very first show. Tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I've been covering arts in the Ann Arbor, Ipsy community for about almost 12 years now. I started with an emphasis on theater and film and books, but it's since then kind of blossomed a bit to cover a broader range of things, but I love the arts and I love writing about the arts.
I heard recently someone mention that this area is a retirement destination because of all the culture we have going on here.
Yes, and my husband and I are actually making those very plans because it has so many wonderful opportunities of things to attend and go to and experience that it's hard to rival that anywhere else.
We have a special guest on our very first show. He's a local composer and happens to be an Eastern Michigan University professor, Ryan Lewis. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, it's great to be here.
Good to see you. What are you here to talk to us about today?
Well, we have a show opening up in Ann Arbor. What opened last week, Irrational. I wrote the music for it with local playwright Dave Wells. It's kind of a math-based musical based on Pythagoras, and he was sort of a cult. He had a cult following, kind of a cult leader, and things that kind of based on that story.
So yes. You created this with playwright David Wells, right?
Yeah. He had several shows over at the Performance Network in Ann Arbor, Brill, and County Line that did pretty well over there. Yeah.
Now, did he come up with the original concept and asked you to be part of it and collaborate with him, or did you kind of hatch this together?
Yeah. We had worked together on a couple shows before, and he had the idea for this show and said, hey, I need a composer. Let's work on this together. And so idea was his, and started working on it about 3 years ago, and we had a workshop at Eastern Michigan University. And then another workshop at Performance Network and another workshop. And then now it's getting produced at Theater Nova in Ann Arbor at the Yellow Barn over on Huron.
Could you talk about the nature of the music in the show a little bit? What style of music and why you made the choices that you did?
Sure. There's a lot of different styles of music in the show. It's mostly rock-based. Kind of everything I was sort of influenced by. I mean, there's some Burt Bacharach. There's some angsty punk. It's a big gamut there. I'm just kind of trying to mirror the emotions that were happening in the show. You know, the show's kind of about sort of there's this establishment that happens and, you know, somebody kind of goes up against that establishment and what happens when, you know, they sort of push back. So it's nice. It kind of mirrors a lot of things politically that are happening right now, too. And so musically, we try to just sort of, you know, follow the lines of that. And what does that feel like? How does that translate?
So it's not math a musical.
I want to emphasize it's not a math magical musical. No, you don't have to be a math major to enjoy it. There are a lot of math references and jokes in it. It's not completely super nerdy on the math spectrum, but it is fun, lighthearted. Does you know have a nice message to it and a lot of political tie-ins, which you know 3 years ago when we started writing it. Weren't really in the news, and nowadays, with all the political campaigning going on, it's quite interesting how things sort of have flipped and has a lot more meaning now.
That's Ryan Lewis. He is a local composer of a musical that opened last week in Ann Arbor. Are there songs with words, or did you just write tunes?
Oh, yeah. It's a full musical. Yep.
Full musical.
It's a lot of music.
Comedy?
There is a lot of comedy in it, yep. And it's not, I wouldn't call it a comedy, but it is very funny.
Tell us one of your favorite songs that you wrote.
Favorite song, I think, from the cast is it's called Big Boy Pants.
that sounds good.
Yeah.
So tell us when and where and how we can see it.
It's at Theater Nova in Ann Arbor at the Yellow Barn. It's running now till May 15th. You can grab tickets at theaternova.org.
And we'll put information on our website as well, WEMU.org. Thank you, Ryan. We're not done yet with Art and Soul, the Performing Arts Edition. Jen McKee is here. What else is going on around town?
Well, one of the events that has become a real hit annually is the Ann Arbor Moth Grand Slam Championship at the Arc, which is coming up May 3rd. This show often sells out. For those who don't know, it's basically a night of storytelling, and the contestants on this particular night are the winners of previous moth gatherings in the area. So you'll kind of see the best of the best doing what they do, and it's just a really, really fun night out. So, and as again, it does sell out, so I would go ahead and look into that if you're interested.
Speaking of the ARC, Buffy St. Marie was here, I think, the end of January, and I hear she's coming back?
She is. It's kind of a rare solo performance from her these days, but she was a big hit at the Ann Arbor Folk Festival near the end of January, and of course, she was most known for this peace anthem called Universal Soldier. But also had some other big songs. And it just she's just someone who's kind of left her mark on folk music. So it's really a big event for her to come back as well.
All right, that sounds exciting. EMU Convocation Center, early May. What can we look forward to?
On May 9th, Ellie Goulding, who's kind of a big electronic pop star right now, British, and into dance music. She's coming on May 9th. And so I know there's a lot of interest in that because she's a pretty big name at this point.
So you think that'd be a pretty big show?
Yes, I do.
I think when you have it at the Convocation Center, you're expecting a lot of people.
Absolutely.
All right. And what about the Michigan Theater?
The Michigan Theater on May 6th will be welcoming a group called The Rise, which may not ring a lot of bells for you right away, but it's a blues rock trio that's led by Stephen Stills of Crosby, Stills and Nash and Buffalo Springfield. So he's bringing his trio to the Michigan Theater. Like I said, they're called The Rides. And the other big, big Michigan Theater event coming up is Cindy Lauper of Girls Just Want to Have Fun fame, which she's coming to the Michigan Theater on May 14th.
And as far as you know, that is not sold out yet.
As far as I know, Yeah, I'm not certain, but I'm pretty sure there are tickets still available
for that. Cindy Lauper coming to Ann Arbor. Since this is WEMU, International Jazz Day is coming up April 30th. There's got to be something going on for that.
There is indeed. At Carytown Concert House, Vincent York's Jazzistry is going to be having a show, so that's a good way to spend your International Jazz Day.
Yeah, Vincent's a friend of WEMU. He's great. Just to hear him speak and see him perform, it's definitely an exciting thing.
And it's such a great idea to kind of interweave history with jazz and kind of have it tell the story of each other is just a really neat idea.
Okay, anything else we need to know about?
Well, there's Ann Arbor in Concert, has a production of Hairspray coming up on Saturday, May 7th at the Power Center. For those who aren't familiar with Ann Arbor in Concert, it's really a community event where community musicians and actors come together to kind of present a show in concert. And they did West Side Story last year, and they've been going for a few years now and just have usually put together a terrific show.
We're talking to Jen McKee, local arts and journalist blogger, her first edition of Art and Soul, the Performing Arts. If people want to read more of what you have to say or find you, how can they do that?
Well, a blog that I started earlier this year is called A2 Arts Addict, and you can find that at a2artsaddict.wordpress.com.
That sounds great. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be here.